Well. Hello there, people of the internet. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I know I am. It's been a while, but we're back at it again. If you're a new listener, hey, my name is Jihan Zian. I'm the host of the Artaholic podcast, the podcast that can get you an art attack. Make sure to suss out the vibe of the podcast. I mainly talk about media, journalism, communication, films, and everything artsy in between. And if you're a subscriber, thank you so much for the support. It really means a lot. And thank you so much for being part of the family. Hopefully, the family keeps on growing and growing more. It has been a while, but today I wanted to talk about storytelling and filmmaking and how important it is. So without any further ado, let's get back into it. The human brain is hardwired for stories. We have been fond of stories for years, since the beginning of time. Storytelling is one of, if not the oldest form of communication. That is how we are aware of the history of the world as they are passed on to us as stories. We can talk about the cave paintings in prehistoric times, or more recently as kids when we would listen to our parents or our grandparents tell us stories from old times. So it's really safe to say that we are wired for stories. Now let's see the impact of visual storytelling in media and in the medium that we use and consume, mainly films, theater, and animation. Visual storytelling comes with many different media. All of them have one thing in common, which is telling a story, whether that be through visuals or in a more basic way, which is the plot mechanics and the character psychology. But all of this storytelling is there to show the audience what we want them to see. Other elements of the storytelling or visual storytelling would be sound editing, the cinematography, the execution, and many more. It is really important to see that storytelling is not only the directors relying on the plot mechanics or the character psychology, but goes beyond that and goes to the power of story that can be played through the resistance to narratives by exploring other elements of the medium, whether that be the interplay of images, sound, the rhythm and gesture, and many other elements that we can talk about. There are so many elements, as I said before, but why is storytelling so central to any visual art? What sets storytelling in film apart from all the rest is that it can be made to feel surreal. The smart use of a camera and a strong VFX can create a world that would otherwise be unimaginable. But it goes far beyond that. Effective storytelling can create movies that are ageless. Artists before that would use the spoken word or song or paintings. But at the end of the 19th century, the kinematographic camera, or the movie camera as we know it, was invented as a tool that could be used to tell stories through moving images. The earliest films, however, tended to lack a story structure and instead focus on capturing the movement. But as the medium became more popular, filmmakers developed a more engaged and proper film language, or a set of grammar rules for how to tell a story on film. The true art of storytelling involves writing active characters who engage the audience, so to make us care about them and to make us care about what is happening in the story and the world they live in. Now, of course, scripts, locations, the lighting choices, the visual effects, the camera movement, the placement, and the strong cinematography, all those elements go to telling the best story possible. It's also important to mention the world building as well as the character building, because it can be considered as one of the most important aspects of storytelling. World building and character building is one of the most important aspects when it comes to storytelling, because it helps create a structure to the plot, which makes it even more engaging for the audience to follow through as the plot thickens. Storytelling strongly affects the experience us as an audience have. How the characters are introduced, how they interact with one another and with the world around them, how the movie shows the world in which they live in, all these elements tell us as an audience a huge amount about the story without having to tell us, but rather show us. Great characters can carry the whole story as we are seeing it unfold through them. So it is only important and natural to create an immersive world without exposition, which can be considered tough to do without being cheesy or too blunt. It's one thing I like, for instance, about the Studio Ghibli films. They are immersive, even though they are set in a rather fantastic scenery. It's very easy to believe that the characters live within that world. They don't try to explain the world through exposition to try and make you believe in it. They just let it exist. They fill the world with the little details of everyday life, so it feels like a living, breathing society. And they also show you how the character lives in there. So you only can understand a lot of the character and as well as the world metaphysics from the little things or details. The setting of a story is really important because it sets the mood and builds the world of the set story. This concept of creating an ecosystem that follows its own physical as well as metaphysical rules is what makes it more believable and creates a natural flow within the world. The goal of visual storytelling is to convey complex thoughts and emotions without using much of a dialogue. Now, film is an incredibly diverse medium, and cinema is a visual language after all. So film has developed out of a narrative and a dramatic tradition in which the art of storytelling is the central concern. The cinematic language is universally understood. Without words, the visual in the movies, and TV for that matter, can tell us a story. We can see hope, fear, love, excitement in the character's face or in the world within. With filmmaking, the role of storyteller is taken over from the screenwriter by the director as well as the editor, because the storytelling now is reflected through framing, the light and the shade, the texture, the object, the sound, the movement, the colors, the shot and counter shot, the mise-en-scene of the cinema, and many other elements. A good movie not only entertains a general audience, but almost always provides lesson for us as an audience, but as well as for other filmmakers if they wanted to. That's why storytellers need a language through which they can articulate their stories. So why is visual storytelling so important? Well, as I've mentioned before, visual storytelling often excels when it encompasses ideas that viewers can connect with, but it also often plays on the symbols that are universal for all audience members. Those universal concepts and activities allow an audience to engage in what they see, no matter their difference in culture, religion, or upbringing. So visual storytelling is relevant for providing the audience with information in a way that enables them to connect or rather relate to a certain character, which would allow them to feel as if they are experiencing the journey within them. Now let's be honest, why watch a movie or a film or a show if you can relate to one of the characters or if you don't find the story being told in a more visual artistic way? An audience would much rather see something happen than simply being told about it, which also enhances their ability to connect and relate to a character. It's one very important sentence or slogan that is used in cinema, which is show, don't tell. That's why visual storytelling includes any descriptions that we have on the script, but also paints another picture with all the elements that I've mentioned before, whether that be sound, music, the texture, etc. So an image can speak a thousand words for sure, but a film is a visual medium after all, and cinema is a visual language. So it's only important and very natural for visual storytelling to play an important role in the story plot or in the film in general. Well, that was it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to like, subscribe, and share the podcast with your friends. Until next time, peace.